from the WGMD.com news hub, this is WGMD News.
Yes, indeed, it is Friday. It's 8:02. You're listening to Mike and Jake in the Morning. Time now for a local news update. Here's Dennis Foley in the WGMD.com news hub. Good morning, Mr. Foley. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Yeah, we're dealing with a big explosion and a fire in the Milton area this morning.
There were multiple explosions this morning, and it could be heard for a couple of miles.
WGMD's Martin Schmidt Jr. is on the scene and says the fire is under control. The explosions happened in a building owned by Clean Delaware, a company that handles porta-potties.
Have not confirmed whether hazmat has been dispatched. They are not on the scene, but I feel that definitely with the products in this building and the fact that there was multiple explosions, that they will be dispatched to come out here.
Route 30 is closed in the area of Reynolds Pond. Martin Schmidt also reports that there were no injuries from the explosion and fire. The news is brought to you by Holland Jewelers. Discover why so many locals and tourists choose Holland Jewelers, where you never sacrifice quality for value, and they buy gold and silver on Route 24 in Pethers Village. A shopping center that was proposed to be built on Route 1 near Cave Neck Road is back on the drawing board. The News Journal reports developers of the proposed Overbrook Town Center have resubmitted their proposal. The project will turn a farm into a commercial property with 850,000 square feet of retail space, roughly the size of the Dover Mall. With the plans, they include 6 pad sites for large stores with smaller buildings. No action has been taken by the county council to begin the public hearing process yet. Crime, still a serious issue, and State Representative Steve Smick tells Mike and Jake it's a big problem in Wilmington.
There's a restaurant, Madeline's Restaurant, in there in Wilmington across from St. Francis Hospital that just can't survive anymore. It's hard to bring in. They're a great restaurant. A lot of people go there. There's a lot of business deals done there, but it's in an area of Wilmington that's just overcome with crime.
As Mick says, Madeline's was sold because the owner just couldn't take dealing with the crime any longer. He adds that crime is a big economic deterrent in Delaware. Police have gotten the short straw in recent months, but in many cases, their job is one that most people would not want. Ocean City residents and officials sent a big thank you to the Ocean City Police yesterday for keeping the resort safe throughout the problems that erupted in other parts of the country.
It's no secret that recently our country has witnessed significant negativity and violence directed towards our law enforcement community. Thankfully, in Ocean City, we have not experienced that.
And today is actually Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, a day to honor those who protect us. Each day, 780,000 police officers across our country put a badge on and go to work, knowing they may face extremely dangerous situations.
WGMD AccuWeather.
It's going to be windy today. Tons of clouds and sun. Not nearly as cold as yesterday. High around 40. Clear, brisk, and turning colder again tonight. Low 17. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow with a biting cold wind. High 24 degrees. This is WGMD News. Sports is next.